What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right, guys, on this episode, we're going to talk about what to do if you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in the next 4 months. I call it the at-home fat loss blueprint. You could obviously do this from the gym, from the home, whatever. You will need some kettlebells, some equipment. But if you follow this, you will lose 20 to 30 pounds. Stick to it. Let's get right into it. First, the science of fat loss. Fat loss is a complex process that involves putting yourself in a calorie deficit, meaning you burn more calories than you consume. It requires you to know how much you are consuming. A simple formula to find the amount of calories that you should be consuming to be in a deficit is to simply multiply your body weight by either 10 or 12. Pick one of those numbers, either 10, 11, or 12, and just stick to it. Run with it. Example, if you weigh 175 pounds, then 175 times 12 equals 2100 calories. That's how many calories you should be consuming. This is just a number for you to get you going and start tracking. Use an app like MyFitnessPals or any other macro counting app to track everything. Depending on the results, you may need to lower it. However, you shouldn't be eating less than 1500 calories a day. Another key point is protein. If we want to burn fat, if we want to build muscle, because we do want to build muscle because it's going to expedite the fat loss process. Another key point is protein. When we are in a deficit, the body is going to look for energy. And if you are not eating enough protein, you can lose muscle because the body will use the muscle as fuel. So you got to make sure you're eating enough protein. To ensure that doesn't happen, you want to make sure you are eating at least 1 gram of protein per desired body weight. So if you want to weigh 150, then aim for 150 grams of protein every day. It's important that you track and take your calories and protein intake seriously. If not, the following workout blueprint might not give you the results you are looking for. Now, the next thing you want to do is you want to strength train 3 times a week. We're going to get into about kettlebell training, but you could honestly do this with machines, dumbbells, anything like that. Why am I so biased with kettlebells for fat loss? Kettlebells offer a distinct advantage over traditional weight training methods for fat loss. Their unique design allows for dynamic movements that are engage multiple muscle groups simultaneously, leading to increased calorie burning and fat loss. Beyond maximizing fat burning, kettlebell training provides a host of benefits. You could train strength, power, endurance, hypertrophy, mobility, and flexibility all with one tool, making it the most efficient tool in the fitness industry. Fight me. A few kettlebells take up very little space, making them perfect for home and on-the-go workouts. All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. So for the 3 days of strength training, day one, these are the exercises that you're going to do. You're going to do deadlifts times 12, dead cleans times 8, goblet squat times 10, goblet march for 20 steps, and then kettlebell swings with 2 hands for 15 reps. That is your day one. You're going to do 3 to 4 rounds. Just do 3 rounds if this is like you're just starting working out. Day two, you're going to do a goblet bridge press times 12, goblet bridge march times 20 steps, single arm row times 10, single arm clean times 8, single arm press times 8. This is obviously 8 per side. If you see single arm, you know, it's 8 per side, not like 4 and 4. So that's going to be day 2, same deal, do 3 to 4 rounds. I will start with 3 and then maybe weeks later you could do 4 rounds. Now day 3, this is your day 3 of your weekly 3 workouts. Day 3, single arm deadlift times 10, single arm clean times 8, single rack squat times 8, lateral dead clean times 8, single arm swings times 10. So that is your full program. Now you could run this for 6 weeks to all the way to 24 weeks, like 1 month to all the 4 months. This is all you need. All you have to do is Week by week, you increase the weight a little bit, or you do a little bit one more rep. So week one, you do day one and you do everything with 10 pounds. I don't want you to go to week two and then you do everything with 15 pounds. It's not about doing the whole session with more weight. All you have to do is add more weight to one of the exercises for only one set. So not even like the whole sets of that exercise. So only one set has to be heavier for you to be progressively overloading and like to see progress. So keep that in mind. Don't go 0 to 100 real quick. You're gonna burn out real quick. Now, we talked about calories, we talked about protein, we talked about strength training. Now, the fourth thing I will do is step count. So go to your health app right now, look at your steps. So you should have a health app in your phone. You go in there, you look at your steps, and then you're gonna look at your average for the month, your average for the year. Look at that, the average step count for the year. Now, some people are going to be at 2,000, 3,000, 4, 5, 6, maybe if you're very active, 8 if you're killing it. Wherever you are, if you're listening to this and you got 20 to 30 pounds to lose, chances are you're not getting that much of a high step count. So wherever you are, like say you're at 4,000 steps, you're going to hit a goal. You're going to set a goal for 1,000 steps more. And then you're going to do that every day. So this includes you could either walk right after each meal, walk after breakfast, a 10-minute walk after breakfast, 10-minute walk after lunch, 10-minute walk after dinner. You could do a big walk, like a 30-minute walk twice a day. Whatever you got to do, park your car far away so you have to walk into the office, walk into the grocery store a little bit. Whatever you have to do, just get to that goal. Get to that goal and then you'll be set. Now, the last thing you're gonna do is make sure you sleep 8 hours every single day. You have to reverse engineer this. Like, what time do you have to go to sleep if you want to get 8 hours of sleep and still wake up at the time that you know you gotta be up? So make sure you hit that. Like, give yourself a set bedtime and stick to it. Stick to it. If you follow these five things, I promise you are gonna lose 20 to 30 pounds in the next 4 months. That's obviously if you have 20 to 30 pounds to lose. Also, how to measure progress, weigh yourself every Sunday, take tape measurements on your waist, on your neck, on your thigh, and on your bicep. The waist is the most important one. Take pictures. So as soon as you're about to start this, take pictures from the front, from the side, from the back. And that's all. That's how you're going to keep that process, yeah, that progress. Every 4 weeks, you're going to do that. And boom, there you have it. That is the at-home kettlebell fat loss blueprint. Go follow it and it's going to work for you. Now, if you want all the details, if you want all the tutorial videos for each of these exercises that I mentioned with the warm-up and activation, make sure you send me a message on Instagram with the word blueprint, and I'll send you over the whole PDF that has all the videos of everything we just talked about. So make sure to send me the word blueprint, DM me the word blueprint on Instagram, and I will send you the actual guide that has all the videos so you could do this shit for real and get it done. Let's get it. Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at Kettlebell Weight Loss Coach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.